Thank you, everyone, and good afternoon. I'm Paul Merrill. I'm the director of the jazz program here at Cornell University, and I also happen to be an alum of both the Ithaca High School, Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble. And once when I was 17, I subbed for the Cornell University Jazz Ensemble. So this is a really special, and I'm also, I moved here to Ithaca when I was 5 years old. So I consider this one of my favorite concerts. We started it last year, and I'm so happy to host it this year and to continue. So you're going to hear a snippet from all three of our community ensembles and musicians. And at the end, we're going to all select chosen few from all three ensembles that are going to perform together. So let me first really thank the Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble and Mike Teitelbaum, their director, and also this fine ensemble in front of me, the Ithaca High School Jazz Band. And I'd like to introduce my colleague from Ithaca High School, graduate from Ithaca College. Please welcome to the bandstand, Mr. Michael Treat.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to this afternoon of big band music. And I want to give a huge thank you to Paul Merrill and Cornell University and Bailey Hall for being our very, very gracious hosts for our second annual reunion of academic big bands. It's a working title. I want to recognize a few of the student soloists from the Ithaca High School Jazz Ensemble. On the first tune, Roman Notes, you heard some extensive solo work from Rowan, our lead alto player. And on that last tune, the Count Basie Standard Duet, that was Cora on the piano and Gus and Luke on the trumpet duet. And on this final tune, you're going to hear from Fritz on the piano and Tilden on the sax, Brooke and Luke on the trumpet, and Eli on the guitar. Thank you so much again, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Thank you.
Kurt Aid on the trombone. Dan Yap, trumpet. Oliver Scott, piano. And Tristan Jarvis, bass. Thank you all so much. Can you all hear me? Yeah, good, more, good, yes, okay. My name is Mike Teitelbaum, this is the Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble. I want to say a special thanks to Paul Merrill for hosting us here. There's a lot of wonderful combinations, a lot of great synergy that's happening. This concert is just one example. Of course, one of our fine trumpet players, Mike Stern, is originally from Ithaca, and he played in the Ithaca High School Band. Yeah, you can. And I'm not sure if I was in the room, but did Mike Treat mention that next year Harry Sauer will be a freshman at Ithaca College studying jazz? So what you're hearing here is the first part of a project that Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble does every year. It's not just that we memorize the music. That's not the only explanation for why there's no music stands. We've also learned all the music by ear. So we're starting to do this project. We're about halfway through now. The culmination of this will be our concert that we do on March 2nd in Ford Hall. So you can, if you enjoy the idea of head charts, that's sort of the process this is known as, where we learn everything by ear, we play it for memory. It's meant to be a little bit in the spirit of the old, you know, 30s and 40s big bands where they just learn the music on the fly. And So it's a fun project. We started doing it every year. So this year, our theme of our headshard concert is Thelonious Monk, one of our favorites. Yeah, you can whoop for Thelonious Monk, absolutely. Next, we're going to feature our lead alto player, Lauren Tate, on Thelonious Monk's Ask Me Now.
Thank you. Lauren Tate. the Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble.
So while we're switching around a couple of things on the drums, I'll get to say a few words. And wow, what about that Ithaca College Jazz Ensemble? So when Mike said, oh, by the way, we don't need stands, I'm like, what? No, it's absolutely fantastic. It's been a really treat for me to help put this project together, to host it. To see everyone sound check earlier today and all the kind of, I don't know, I hope you feel it, but the love for not only jazz, but for our community here in Ithaca, from those who are born and bred here and from those who are arriving and visiting for a few years. So please join me in thanking all the performers for this great concert this afternoon. And I also have to add the illustrious Mike Treat and Mike Teitelbaum for their directorship skills. So we hope you enjoy our first one. This is an arrangement by one of our members of the Cornell University Jazz Band, our bass player, Chris Warden. So this is a premiere of his arrangement of Cole Porter's All of You. Thank you. You heard from Thomas Nile on tenor, Thomas Nile. So we also have an IHS Jazz band alumni in our band, so we're going to take this opportunity to feature Kieran Lair. And this is, yes. So this is Phil Wood's Samba du Bois. Thank you. So after this one, we are going to invite the combined band back up. So it's members of all three bands or ensembles performing together under the direction of Mike Treat for one of Neil Hefti's classics, Splanky. But before we do, we have one more for you from the Cornell University Jazz Band side. You also heard on that last number, Jaspreet Kolai, Jaspreet. And this next tune is going to feature Dave Conley on trumpet and Marco Sanchez Ayala on piano. And it's kind of an interesting composition. It's based off of the tune Cherokee by Ray Noble. But this particular composer used that as its vehicle, and it's kind of a contrafact, but it has some really wonderful kind of post-Coltrane harmonies in the bridge. So we hope you like this Ray Brown arrangement of Cherokee Sketches.
Thank you.
Before we do our final number, I wanted to take a moment to speak selfishly, if I could, and echo the sentiments of Paul Merrill as to what a special event this has become in its second year. As both an alumni of Ithaca College and an alumni of Paul Merrill's directorship, I actually got to play in a big band under his directorship when he was a grad student at Ithaca College. It's really exciting to see all three of these groups come together and to see such vibrancy surrounding the big band tradition in Ithaca. My son is 21 months old, there it is, and he goes nuts for the music of Count Basie. So it's very, very exciting to know that he's gonna grow up in a place where this music is alive and thriving. So thank you for being here and supporting all these wonderful musicians. I also want to give a shout out to a member of our community who first conceived this idea last year, Mr. Greg Evans, who couldn't be here today, but yeah. And again, Paul Merrill is a person I have respected for years and years. He's a wonderful ambassador for the music and musician and director. I remember when Mike Teitelbaum first arrived at Ithaca College and there was such enthusiasm for what he was capable of, and he's brought such amazing things to the Ithaca College jazz program. So thank you both to those gentlemen. When we first met this year to discuss the finale for this concert, we discussed the possibility of putting all three bands in their entirety on stage at the same time and quickly realized that that wasn't gonna work. So we're glad to start this new tradition that features a combination of musicians from all three bands. All the seniors from the Ithaca High School Jazz Band are in this band, along with all the alumni of Ithaca High School who either are at Cornell or Ithaca College right now, and a number of other fine musicians. So we hope you've enjoyed the music today and enjoy the final Count Basie tune, Splanky.